The biggest problem we're actually facing is the enormous amount of electronic products that everybody has begun to use. Computers, laptops, smartphones, even kitchen utensils. All of these electronic items contain heavy metals and various different compounds that have potential health risks. One of the things that we are particularly concerned about is that it's actually classified as hazardous waste. So it's supposed to be treated very specially, and it's, for example, illegal to export it from many countries. But what actually happens is that organized crime has seen this as a new potential sector, and they get paid for collecting the electronic waste, and they simply dump it in developing countries.
Can you tell me in which developing countries most of the waste is going?
Well, there are massive amounts of electronic waste going to West Africa, including Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, even in Congo. There are incidents in Ethiopia and many different countries, but particularly in West Africa.
Can you tell me why Eastern African countries are one of the main dumping sites?
Well, I think one of the reasons why we see substantial dumping of different forms of waste in West Africa is firstly, of course, the distance to North America and Europe, which is a major exporter. And many of the countries are actually quite innocent in the extent that because of the goods are classified as secondhand, it passes through customs. And the awareness is not that high compared to smuggling of drugs and other issues that have far more attention. With limited capacity in customs authorities, it's even easier to dump it in these countries than it is many other places.
Now, is this a lucrative business, and who's making money from this?
It's actually quite a big business because the electronic waste, we're talking about something between 60 to 90% that we don't really know what's happening with. And the estimate is that organized criminals can perhaps make as much as up to $19 billion on this. So it's quite a lot of money involved.
Can you tell me how the different communities are affected by this, by having these dumping sites in their cities?
The thing with electronic waste is that most of the effects are long-term. You're talking about such issues as cancer, or you're talking about other toxins that can affect it, heavy metals, dioxins, and so on. And these things only show an effect after a while, simply in terms of people getting ill and ultimately sometimes dying as well. And you can see street kids and others who can make a small income or living by burning away the wires to get access to the copper or similar. But the majority is actually dumped and creates local pollution, such as we can see, for example, in Ghana.
What is being done to tackle this problem?
Currently, there is work being done through the Basel Convention. This is actually very important because a convention sounds very peripheral in many ways, but they're actually very important because it enables countries to set up a common set of rules, especially also on customs in how to deal with it. But we are still only currently recycling a few percent of the electronic waste. And as we all know, if you have a mobile phone or computer, it's actually obsolete within a few years. It is such a quick turnover in this, and it's not really being addressed according to the scale we are facing in this. And in terms of organized crime involvement, which is becoming substantial because it's very low risk, why deal in drugs when you can deal with electronic waste with no risk? And that is currently not on the radar of the enforcement.